is Mia, and we have Connor and Maeve here today. Charlie's in the other room. But this is Mia, and you're listening to 91.5 WFM, Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Connor.
And this is Maeve. It's so nice to be here today.
Yeah, beautiful day in Boston. I believe it's mid-90s. Yes, very hot out. We just got back from a little dip at Mystic Lake. That was fun. The wildlife went stupid. Maeve, do you want to tell us what we saw?
Of course I do. We saw a big bald eagle. It was really beautiful, flying overhead of us and swooping down into the water to catch something. I don't know what it caught, but yep.
it was awesome to see for sure. And there was some other birds. What other birds were there, Maeve?
Some ducks and a couple blue herons, which was really nice.
Oh, a couple.
To see.
I only even saw the one. Wow. There's some dogs too, and beautiful day here in Boston.
Everyone stay out of the heat as much as you can.
Yes, for
sure. That's my advice.
Where some of you may have got, some of you who work outdoor jobs like Maeve may have gotten the day off due to the dangerous heat warning.
I did. I help out the nonprofit, the Esplanade Association in downtown Boston. And we have free programs out on the Esplanade on the Charles River, and it's a lot of fun, but due to the
self-promotion,
yes,
get her a raise.
You guys should look into it on the Esplanade Association website if you want.
What were you telling me would have happened today if it weren't too darn hot?
Oops. We would have had a really fun Zumba class, I believe, and it's right in the park, right on the water, and it's really awesome. We work with a lot of fun partnerships in the community, and it's always a good time to bring people together. And we also have some youth development programs, which are a lot of fun, and our annual dock party is this Thursday evening.
Wait, a dock party?
Yeah.
Do you want to walk us through that a little bit?
Well,
that sounds really fun.
It is a lot of fun.
We actually tried to have a dock party today, but the
that's true. The Tubbs Police. What was it? The
Mystic Lake Docks.
Browden or something.
I have no idea. The sailing.
The sailing docks.
The sailing docks.
Yeah, we were told it takes at least an hour for police to
show up
from Medford,
but they were there and waiting.
Yep, to say not on the docks. But it is really cool to know that maybe we'll have a second chance
this Thursday evening. Yeah, I'm not sure. I work during that day, but I won't be there for the beginning. So you might, if you are interested in going, it's on the website again. It starts at a certain time, but wear a fun outfit. There'll be food and drinks.
A fun outfit, not a bathing suit.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't wear a bathing suit. But
well, I was just gonna say you expressed some apprehension earlier at the idea of swimming on the ocean side. Are you not going to be getting wet at the dog party?
We're not
going to
be jumping in the Charles River, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't normally do that on any day, but a lovely start to the day. We're going to have some fun music for you guys. This is Connor and my first time being here.
Yes, this is Maeve. What is your station in Burlington?
Oh, that's true.
I am on a local station in Burlington, Vermont, called Big Heavy World, the Radiator.
I didn't even know that. I'm just learning that.
Yeah, and it's World, a lot of fun. It's a small nonprofit radio station downtown in Burlington, but it's a lot of fun. So I'm really happy to see a different kind of setup in a different studio.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing. Mia, what's our song we got coming up?
We're going to be listening to some Vampire Weekend.
Ooh,
because that's what we have kind of prepared right now.
Yeah, of course.
But if you guys could just talk for a little bit, five more seconds, please.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what's been your ins of the summer, Connor?
I think for me, one thing I've trying to do this summer is train my feet to be able to withstand walking outdoors more, and it's not going super well. I think I've been in the city too long, and they are just little princesses who like socks and shoes. And there's also, I don't know, I feel like I'm always coming across some messed up stuff.
Such
on
as?
On the ground. Well.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Like stepping on, like yesterday I stepped in like sap and that was pretty icky. I hope it was sap.
I hope so too. I would only want...
Maeve, would you date him if he had a sticky foot?
All right, we're going to listen to Vampire Weekend right now. We'll be back for you guys in a little bit.
All right.
Before you lost your spark, took acid in the park, we're living in a basement. Now is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we kept the body. I know once it's lost, it's never found. Amsterdam unspooled and trucks sped on the Fedrin. The things we used to see, the sandhogs in the street, the chickens in her bedroom. Now is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we met the first time, overwhelmed, and I know once it's lost, it's never found.
You guys had some interesting facts about Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Or am I crazy?
Dinosaur Jr. is actually, for those of you who don't know, a somewhat local band being formed in Amherst in 1984. And originally, they were just called Dinosaur, but due to legal reasons, they had to pick up the Jr.
Do you know what the legal reasons
are? I have
are?
Yet to find that out. I'm trying to think, like, Big Dinosaur, but, like, I can't really think of a brand or anything called Dinosaur.
Oh, I just pulled it up on my phone.
Oh, let's hear it.
And it says, immediately following the release of Your Living All Over Me, Dinosaurs sued Dinosaur.
Dinosaurs?
A supergroup called Dinosaurs.
Oh, I've heard the story. I've heard the story.
Supergroup.
Sued Dinosaur. Over the use of the name, prompting the addition of Junior.
Cool. Well, yeah. Like we said, this
really
is...
really smart way to go around it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the littlest change you can make.
And yeah. That's all the fun facts
that's
I
our fun fact
about
them.
Dinosaur
and
Junior.
This is their cover of Just Like Heaven by The Cure. And yeah,
yeah, we
we'll
can
let
keep
that
listening.
Play.
Yeah, sure.
I put the vinyl at, what is it? 33 instead of 45. So it was going like this the whole time, hold on. So it sounded like a...
You know, if you enjoyed that, maybe slow that song down.
True, it sounded like a goth little, very, yeah. Very goth. Like, it's scary.
Thank you.
All right. What'd you think of that one, Connor? That was your...
Of our song?
Song of choice.
Junior? Yeah, I liked it. It's weird. I didn't even notice it was on slow, like you said, and I've listened to the song before.
This song is very much slow.
Wait,
this song's very weird.
All right, should we do our fun little game we have?
Yeah, I think so.
This one's just going to be between me and Connor, unless Charlie, you
Charlie, do you have a real and fake
fact? So the game is...
We'll let him jump in if he wants.
The game is we're going to go around one by one and say a couple of fun facts that we have, except one is a false...
But what are the facts about? Like, just...
Anything.
Okay.
But one is real,
one
and one
is
fake.
One is a true fact, and one will be a false fact. And we have to guess which one we believe to be the true fact and which one is the false fact. And we'll see. It usually is pretty funny, so...
Yeah.
Should I start?
Yeah, yeah. Give me both
of
the facts.
Let me get them out real quick. Okay, so my first fact is, you might know this one, pretty straightforward, I think, but sloths basically digest foods extremely slowly, so they basically have to...
Can you say whatever you're about to say next on the radio? I just want to make sure.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They basically have to... breathe out their farts.
Really?
Instead, yeah, instead of just normally farting.
Okay, so that
so
could be true.
One.
That could be false. And then your
and
next
my
possible
other
fact,
one
possible dupe,
is that ants don't have lungs, and they don't. Yeah, they don't have lungs.
Hmm.
That makes sense. I feel like they breathe through their skin.
So
really?
Should I share my facts or guess
yours? Oh, well, yeah, we'll guess.
Okay.
And then you'll share.
I think, well, this is, they honestly, they both could be true to me. I'm a little sus about ants not having lungs. And when you introduced the, are we not on?
Yeah, okay. I just made a mistake, so.
Oh dear. Well, I just say my guess anyway, but... The way you introduced that, so are they both true?
Yep.
Okay. Ants really don't have lungs?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess so.
Okay. All right, well, I did do
that,
it right.
Okay,
so
Connor, let's see my two facts.
So my first fact is that you are way, way, way more likely to get bitten on the New York subway.
By a human?
By a human. Than you are by a shark, like anywhere ever.
Yeah, that's true.
That's definitely true.
Okay, well, I haven't even given my other one yet.
Okay, what's the other one?
My other one actually has a fun Massachusetts history theme, and it is that if you go to Plymouth Plantation, you will see that the beds are like, they have very large pillows, and they're like... standing up. This isn't the fact. This is just the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, these pillows are, like, completely vertical instead of, like, putting it down on your bed, like you and I would put
I
our pillow.
Imagine.
And the reason they sleep like that is so that the sitting up, basically, is so that the devil doesn't enter their soul
when
and, like, corrupt them.
So
I remember what era this was in.
So that's true.
Which one's true?
Hmm.
Oh, what did you just say? You remember this era?
I remember, no, like, yeah, I was around
that was
then,
more.
Actually. I don't know. No, I remember when you guys...
I believe that
oh,
one.
We went to Plymouth Rock, like, last week.
We did.
So I believe that one to be
You believe that one?
True.
That is false. The sharks-human subway comparison
it's
was actually
true.
The true one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so then what
The pilgrim
actually
one was actually a myth that I have to give credit to Charlie for for coming up with and propagating. Because, yeah, that was something he told me, and that is...
So the pillows were not actually placed like that?
No, they were.
But
it's
not
just
for the reason
Because
that
they
said.
Were itchy, not because they were scared the devil was going to enter there.
They would be, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was, like, straw in there. Guys, I'm telling you, if you haven't gone to Plymouth Plantation, you should make your way over there.
Why,
and
though?
Really, well, I'm getting to
see the rock?
Yeah. No, to reflect on all that is good with modernity, because they are living like the 16th century over there. That's and true. It shows. It does not look fun in a lot of ways.
I went to Plymouth. I did a field trip with my school, actually, in fifth grade. We flew here. We went to Plymouth, and it was very fun. Churned
some
butter.
Did you dress up?
No, they did not make us dress up.
I did something similar like that in my field trip, but
really?
We all dressed up.
Yeah,
in like long like
from what
skirts.
I remember, they have clothes you can like put on so as well as hats. So
from what you can
I would recommend if you go, you make it a whole experience, you know, like put
I
some
agree
effort into it.
Would not be very enjoyable on this day, this hot
no.
day.
What,
the,
no, indeed,
the heat.
Oh,
I'm sure days like this were tough
brutal.
For the pilgrims. I know they had very strict laws about what could and couldn't be showing, like ankles and necks, and they were pretty prude, to put it shortly.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Well, that was some great fun facts.
Thank you.
If I only could remember to switch one of mine to be false.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, in the end, yours was more really informative.
Funny.
We learned more.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because one of mine was fake.
Yeah.
You know?
I did have another fun fact, but this is true. You don't have to guess.
Okay.
Well, I guess I knew this, but I didn't realize how many. So snails have a lot of teeth.
Do tell. How many?
1,000 to 12,000. They're tiny little teeth.
1,000 to 12,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what are they eating with those teeth?
Grass. What do snails eat?
You need that many teeth for grass?
I mean, you would think, because they're kind of like slimy, so.
What does that have to do with anything?
It might be harder to chomp down.
Our mouths are like the slimiest part of us, if you think about it. And we chomp down just fine.
I guess so.
All right, we might let the music play for a little bit.
I think it's time to move on. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks.
But we're going to listen to some... Charlie.
Fionn Stevens. We're going to listen to Illinois, because we got Mr. Chicago in the house.
Cool, yeah. Susha is popular out there. At least with, like, my friends.
The poster on the inner sleeve is him and, I guess, some musicians from the album in the University of Illinois sweatshirts.
And by the way, what we have going on in the background right now is from a Louis Armstrong. Yeah, can you go look at the name of that album?
It's a Polynesian Louis Armstrong. But we're now listening to Sufjan. Okay, so we're going to listen to this for a bit and then we'll be back.
Yeah, it's Satchmo's Discoveries 7.
Fact.
Let's hear it.
Or like a false fact.
Okay. Wait, do you have a
or
fact
like or either? Like it could be either a false.
You're just
gonna
or tell lies.
No,
oh, okay.
I'm not.
Just
I'm not.
Fact,
I'm just gonna say.
We'll...
I'm gonna say something.
Lies.
And it's either gonna be
and
real
we'll
or not true.
Right.
Okay.
You're reading it off your phone. I feel like that means it's gonna be true.
Well, she can twist it a little bit. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But both of yours were true.
Yeah,
normally,
so that's not what you
that's
do.
That's what I do
okay,
normally.
Okay, okay. Body heat dissipates mainly through the head.
False. Wait.
No, that's true.
I think it's like the ears, but would that count as the head?
That's what I was going to say.
No, I don't think that's true.
Why?
I don't think it's true either, actually.
Because there's more surface area on the rest of your body.
Honestly, I think your hair bottles a lot of it in.
Yeah, it's not the head. It's
so what? What is it? What
it's
is
not it? True. It's just other parts of your body. It's not your head. Cool. That's it. All right, we can listen to more of this.
We'll be right back.
Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. And Sunday always comes too late. But Friday never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
That was an acoustic version of Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. And Maeve and I have another game. Are you still working on coming up with yours, Maeve? Maeve?
I can try to come up with it on the spot. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll put you in that position.
You
and
can
see if that,
start.
Yeah, I will start. So basically, this is very much like the last game. We're going to share two expressions or idioms or phrases or whatever, and one of them is going to be real and one of them is going to be fake. So my first expression is the dogs are always going to drink milk until the cows come home. And oh, and also we don't have to say what it means. And the second one is, if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
See, I feel like the first one would be true because there's a phrase that's like that, if it's not that.
Okay, but remember what you were telling me. What?
Are we guessing which one is a real saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the second one.
The bridge in Brooklyn.
Can they be repeated, please?
Yes. The dogs are always going to drink milk until the cows come home. Or till the cows come home. And then the second one is, if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
I think the second one is the real one.
Yeah.
Y'all are correct.
What's it just makes more sense.
Phrase?
Like, what the heck does the dog...
The other phrase
no,
is...
No, cows come
the
home.
Dogs
that's
are,
the phrase.
Yes, till the cows come home is some people say. But I added,
you added
my
the
dog's
dog.
Part. Yeah.
But what does it mean?
My made-up one? Or the Brooklyn Bridge?
The made-up one.
I think it means it's just in, like, dogs' nature to, like, be wanting to eat food. Because at least, like, in my experience with my dog, like, he will, like, wake us up at 5 in the morning to, like, eat his breakfast, and he knows exactly when it's time for his dinner, and like if anything falls on the floor, he'll eat it. And we feed him enough, guys. I don't want people calling in saying
no animal abuse over here.
But
Augie is well fed.
I think dogs just like eating
food. What type of dog is it?
My dog Augie is like a mix between a pointer and like probably some other stuff too, but mostly pointer and beagle. So he has like the long floppy ears and long legs.
He's adorable. Maeve, do you have
Maeve, do you have your okay, well,
Are you going to do a saying again? Go for it. Are you going to do the game again? Oh, you don't
I don't have one.
She's working on it. We're putting her on the spot right now.
Then let me find another.
Go on, Connor.
I have two more already.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The first one is, well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Have you not said that before?
I may have. Because that one is absolutely true. All right, I won't even do this.
Do the other one. Do the other one.
I was just going to do another uncle, like sub out monkey for like, well, I'll be a shark's uncle or something like that. It was going to be whatever animal fancied.
Wait, I wish I knew more expressions.
Yeah, you should listen to if we could plug another radio show.
My favorite expression is twist my arm.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I feel like it's pretty basic, but...
That's for sure one.
Basic, but good.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe mine are just out there. Well, yeah, and there, you know, there's a certain charm to it being basic, because it's always going to go over, right? Sometimes, like, I say one of my crazy ones that I picked up from Way With Words, quick little radio plug on WBUR. I don't know what day is, but great show with Martha and Grant. Barrett and Barnett, great show. They give out a lot of expressions like that. Great way to spruce up your language, your own questions about language. And yeah, maybe Maeve will have two expressions by the time you're back. Not right now. You don't need
not
to.
Not right now. The next
right
time
now,
around.
I have a fact.
Okay.
Okay.
It's either real or it's not real.
Okay.
So you guys have to guess. Blood.
Yes.
Continues to circulate. After death.
I think yes, but
yeah,
not
for,
very long.
For 15 minutes?
Or even a little bit longer.
But it does, in fact, continue to grow.
Yeah, it does.
Nice.
What about nails? Cool. Do nails continue to grow after death?
No, that's a myth.
I know.
Your fingers
just
shrink.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why people think like skeleton or like body husks, carcasses always have like long fingernails, but it's just the moisture leaving their body and it shrinking.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, should we listen to Sufjan?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What's next?
Sufjan.
Yeah, but like which song?
What's the song called, Charlie? Predatory Wasp of the Palisades is out to get us.
Cool.
Thinking outrageously, I write in cursive. I hide in my bed with the lights on the floor, wearing three layers of coats and leg warmers. I see my own breath on the face of the door. Oh, I am not quite sleeping. Oh, I am fast in bed. There are all wall in the bedroom creeping. I see a wasp with her wings outstretched. I come out wearing my brother's red hat. There on his shoulder, my best.
best friend is bit 7 times. He runs washing his face and his hands. Oh, how I meant to tease him. Oh, how I meant no harm. Touching his back with my hand, I kiss him. I see the wasp on the length of my arm.
Alright, y'all, we're gonna read a quick PSA, and I, Connor Brewster, am going to be reading it because this one is very personal to me. As I sit in this studio, my entire right arm, parts of my face, and parts of my back are covered with poison ivy, the devil's nettle. So I'm gonna read this little PSA about poison ivy. Sorry, Charlie.
Connor looks like he has a James Bond scar, like right under his eye.
Yeah.
Like you look like a Bond villain. Does look awesome.
Oh, guys, stop. Thank you. Think it looks kind of gross. But anyway, so that you all don't have to deal with the same issue, I'm going to be reading the Poison Ivy PSA. So spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing season for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that with just a brief touch cause an allergic, itchy skin reaction in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots also can be a reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of threes. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of threes, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come into contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible, trying to cleanse just the exposed area and not spreading the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands, and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive oils, or more sensitive areas, that is. And that is something you're not supposed to do. I can't remember if I got the negative in there. And that is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Stay safe out there, y'all.
Thank you. Yeah,
remember the ancient advice.
Do we want to read any more PSAs while we're here?
Honestly, we do have another one that is also pretty topical. And we might have Maeve read that one, or at least part of it.
Yeah. And here it is.
You guys, these are both really long PSAs.
Oh.
Most of them are shorter than this.
Well, okay. Then we could summarize it maybe and just say what we said talking earlier.
We were earlier talking about our adventure to Mystic Lake this morning. And there's a PSA on the Mystic River Reservation.
So maybe, I guess PSA, it exists?
Do you have a...
Just read the part about the animals.
It says, experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. And we did see a bald eagle.
Yeah, saw a bald eagle in
among many of those other animals.
So we can confirm.
Very cool.
The first thing that I saw was a heron flying by with some sort of a fish or maybe a frog.
I think it looked like a squirrel. Some sort of rodent or something.
With something. And then an eagle comes by and chases it and like pretty much knocks it out of the air and knocks whatever it was holding.
No, but the heron dropped it.
Yeah, the heron dropped the
into
thing.
The, it was
the
it
water.
Because of the eagle?
Yeah. The eagle
was chasing
it. The eagle was chasing it.
Oh my gosh.
And whatever it dropped floated in the water for a couple minutes, and the eagle came and checked out
swooping
Connor and Maeve
down
in the water.
Yeah.
And then it
was getting really close to me, too.
It sat in a tree for a while.
Right above us.
And then whatever the heron dropped was still floating in the water. It dove and grabbed it. It was so cool.
Yeah, but before it got into the tree, it tried a couple times and it couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. And then it got it, which was really cool.
A lovely experience. So go check out Mystic Link.
Go to Mystic Link. That's the call to action.
Yep.
There.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen.
What were you going to say, Connor?
What are you going to say?
I fear it's too long. I think I'll get it on the next.
Yeah. We can listen to the song and then we can.
And this song
we can say goodbye.
Yeah, we're going to listen to The Joker by
Classic Steve Miller Band. We're going to listen to two Steve Miller Band songs before we go.
Yes,
we always close out with Gangster of Love.
Of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your...
Hello.
All right.
Hello. Back for the last time.
Yes.
I hope you've enjoyed our show today. If you liked hearing the songs that we played, we're probably going to play a lot of similar ones tomorrow from 9 to 11 on our real show.
Come back and check it out.
Come back.
Except Connor won't be there.
I will not.
We got a charger.
Although Maeve could be. No, you're not.
I will also not be able to be here. But this was an awesome guest experience. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
And do you want to shout out your station?
I already did when you were in the other room, but I'll shout it out again. Well, if you ever want to listen to another local station in Burlington, Vermont, check out bigheavyworld.com, The Radiator. I can't remember the station number right off the top of my head. But
it exists. And the .com would be the way to go if you're living in Boston, because you won't be reaching it.
Correct. But yeah, come check it out.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry. I'm gonna go home and have more of the chicken curry.
Oh my god, it was good. Way spicy.
Very spicy.
Lunch review right before we go, quick. We got like 5 minutes.
Well, Maeve and I decided our falafel was just kind of okay.
Yeah, really? I enjoyed it. It was a bit messy and the pita was kind of getting drenched in
pita
the
was drenched
sauce.
very thin
so it was breaking.
The tomatoes were a little big for my taste. I like them when they're diced the best. We're not gonna drop the name of the place,
but overall, like, pretty good.
We also filled me up, did get ripped off just a little bit because we ordered what would be the lunch special and then realized that the lunch, we could have just ordered the lunch special while we were paying, like,
yeah. So I had paid, like,
and
turned out
to
be, I will say, I'm just gonna drop it, $30.
Yeah,
it would have been less. It would have been $20.
That's, I think I paid like that too.
Absurd.
It would have been $20 for the lunch special.
What were you looking at, Charlie?
Nothing. I was thinking something was ripped that isn't ripped.
No,
but
two.
The guy didn't let us.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, oh, I already paid, but can we like cancel this order? And then
we were paying, but hadn't finished.
Exactly. I hadn't signed yet. I hadn't tipped or anything. And I paid, and I cancel? He's like, no, it already went through. I'm like, girl, I can cancel for you if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Right. If you need my help.
Right.
But
you haven't made it yet.
Anyways, that's how it was. Still good, though.
It was all right. It's pretty good.
Wait, can I tell my fable, Charlie? Do I have time?
Sure. I don't think anyone's coming in at 3.
Okay, so something Charlie said about a frog and a heron kind of made me think of this Aesop's fable that I recently heard, and I think I'm going to share it. So basically, yeah, thank you, Maeve. So basically, there was like a bunch of frogs living in the pond, and they were just like chilling, the frogs, no one else.
Where was it?
Ancient Greece.
I got it.
I think it was an ancient Greek pond.
Got it.
Yeah, so they're chilling in the pond. Life in the pond is boring. It's just mud and eating bugs and kind of just living, jumping around, croaking every once in a while. And they want something to excite them, to give their life meaning, to make them feel better about themselves. And what they decided was the best way to do that was, like, noble pomp and a royal family and all of the, like, dignity and honor that comes from that. So they sent an envoy up to Jupiter, king of the gods, and they said, we would like our own king. And what Jupiter did is he threw down a log into the frog swamp. And then for a while, it was like their king. For like a week, they were like worshiping it and stuff. And then they started like going on it and jumping on it. And they were like, what the heck? This is just a log. And so they sent the envoy back to Jupiter, and they were like, Jupiter, we want a real king that will rule over us and that we can worship. And this time, Jupiter sent down a heron, and it ate the frogs whenever it wanted, and they found out that life is a frog under a heron is pretty much despotism. And yeah, the lesson of that is
brutal.
When you have freedom, I think do not give it up easily. Yeah. Just because you want a king and to feel cool.
And a log is a pretty nice thing to have.
Yeah. Yeah. I would rather be a frog in a pond with a log than a frog in a pond without a log.
Right.
Yeah, throw on gangster.
Alright, do you want to say the closing?
Thanks this is that, Charlie, Connor. And you have listened to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts, Medford, Freeform Radio.
Woo! We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, yeah. Woo. But you guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah. Thanks, everyone,
bye,
for
Boston.
Listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Hung up the guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.